And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here watching the Royal Polaris back into Fisherman's Landing right now. The Royal Star just unloaded from an eight-day trip, and they're off to go get fuel and pick up the next passengers. And
We saw the Searcher go. It's a busy morning.
Yeah, it's a busy morning at Fisherman's Landing.
Glad I'm here right now instead of the boys in the shop on their butts kicked right now.
Yeah, I bet they are. World Headquarters right in the heart of it here in super fishing land of San Diego and Point Loma. And we have Bill Varney, surf fishing expert here, and having a great time talking surf fishing and Gamakatsu Durasense.
Yeah, this has been a great show. So much killer information coming out. And if you want to join us in the second hour, man, we sure want to hear from you. Phones have been packed all morning long, but there's always time to get you through, especially with another full hour here. Let's Talk Hookup. That phone number is 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Phones are full right now, but there's going to be lots of opportunity to get you in. And you can always get in by sending us a text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to find, a great way to participate in Let's Talk Hookup. Send us a text. Make sure you include your contact info because you might just be the lucky winner at the end of the show today. And boy, are we giving away a cool prize today. And a big thanks to the family of Gamakatsu. We're giving away a full Gamakatsu Durascent baits and assorted accessories gift pack. It includes a Gamakatsu G-Box to put them in. This is over $125 value. We're going to be talking to Ted later on the show. He's going to kind of give us the lowdown of those Durascent baits and all the great stuff coming out of Gamakatsu.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's continue our catch report with the surf guru, Gundy Gunnison. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Yo, Gundy.
What's happening?
Oh, man, it's summertime mode. You know, we were talking about how much anchovies was on the beach, and I got a report this week on the Malibu Pier. The anglers were just dipping buckets for anchovies. There was just shimmering up to the surface. There's thresher sharks whacking around in it. Fishy, fishy, fishy. All right, I'll start at hook, line, and sinker. Reported more white sea bass catches on the western beaches, Gaviota, Refugio, Goleta. It's been good through there for weeks. Swim baits have been the best baits, you know, grunion pattern, sardine pattern, obviously anchovy pattern, white sea bass to 34 inches there, Carpinteria, 17-inch Corbina. Wiley's reported good bass fishing, and this has been the case up and down the coast. A shop regular checked in a 22-inch and a 21.5-inch calico, taking on a swim bait. He wouldn't say, but it was a Malibu Beach, maybe Paradise Cove, something like that. He also had a 28-inch white sea bass. I think that's a 6-pound, maybe pushing 7-pound calico bass. That's a heck of a fish from the shore. Just Fishing reported some good Corbina catches, Hermosa, Torrance Beaches, sand crabs working on fish to 4 pounds. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported a monster halibut. And, Pete, this is what, you know, we talk about the fish of a lifetime. 55-inch halibut, Pete.
They didn't weigh the fish.
They said it was spawned out, so it was probably in the 40-pound class. But it took a flash minnow. So if you can imagine hitting that jerk bait and all of a sudden it stopped, you thought you hooked a pier piling or something, you know, and then it moves.
Wow.
That's a heck of a fish. And, you know, that's what we talk about. You got to gear up because you never know when you're going to hang that one, you know. Catch and Tackle reported good Corbina catches all along the peninsula there. Sand crabs, a better bait. A few fish up to 4 pounds. One of them was taken on a goat shrimp. Hogan's reported very good Corbina fishing up to 17 inches, taken into the pier, working down towards Cotton's Point. Pacific Coast reported Army Navy Academy, best spot for Corbina fishing. Soft shells working, 20-inch fish was, I think, the best one they checked in. So All pistons are pumping, Pete. It's good on the beach.
Yeah, man. Time to go surf fishing. And Gundy, great job. Appreciate your report. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Love doing it, guys. Great show.
Gundy, that was
all right,
cool.
Thanks. All right, let's head way north now up to Katmai Lodge on the Alagnak River in Bristol Bay, Alaska, and talk to our buddy Bob Cantor from Katmai Lodge. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing terrific. We're getting pumped up. Harold and I are talking, man. We're flying up Friday
looking forward to seeing you guys coming up.
Yeah.
They came in, Pete. They came in 2 days ago. Fishing game bumped up the quotas from 5 fish to 10 fish now.
Oh, wow.
We had a group come in yesterday. Landed, gets there. You know the routine. We get there about 11:30. You get out. You have lunch and everything. They jumped in the boats by 1 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, they had their limits. A group of eight brought 80 fish in.
We're talking sockeye salmon. The sockeye net is open.
80 fish that were
in
the boat. You know how many you miss when that happens.
It's
really, really good. The weather's been great this week. I think you guys can have a great time when you get up here.
Sounds like perfect timing. How about kings? Are the kings in?
Yep. Well, we have a good number of kings right now. They're not as big as they used to be, but they're still in the mid-20s to 30s. So
that's all.
hopefully the chums show up here when you guys get here. And it is a pinky, remember, so we should have plenty of fish for you.
Yeah. Now, are the pinks already in?
Nope, not yet. We're not expecting those for another week or so, week and a half. Usually they come in at the chums, right around the 15th or the 20th is when our chum run shows up.
All right. So you think the sockeye will stick around since they seem to be a little late?
Yeah. We always get, at least once it starts, we have at least 2 to 3 weeks of sockeyes running through here. It's been a great run. The weather's been good. Last week was miserable, but it's cleared out and some good fishing right now.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And what about trout fishing?
Trout fishing is the trout fishing really won't start back up until the eggs start to drop.
Yeah.
They're starting to follow the sockeye. So pretty much everybody's targeting the sockeye right now, and that's what we're fishing for. We haven't really had any feelers out because the waters are boiling with the salmon.
That's so rad.
Sounds so good to me. Now, are there any spots available to come up to Katmai this summer?
Yes. You can give Charmel a call, at 1-800-330-0326. I think there's still some openings in August, but the next 3 weeks we're pretty booked up because, this is our big time right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, any time at Katmai is an amazing experience.
How about the wildlife packages? I know the last time we talked about it, you guys were kind of doing some wildlife viewing specific things.
Those have been really good. We've got a lot of families coming out, and the wives go to Brooks. We've been flying them over to Brooks. They've got great bear viewing right now. The falls are loaded with little cubs from the spring, with the spring hatch, I guess, for bears, if you want to call it that way. And then the guys are out fishing, so that's really, really working out really well for us.
Wow. I think that was such a cool move because there is not a more wildlife intense area than right smack dab where you guys are at.
Yeah.
You are ground zero if you want to see some cool wilderness. Like, that is it. You live there.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
And I know the anglers, they don't, there's a reason to bring your wives, and that's usually what we're planning to do. They can go bear viewing with me, and the guys can go fishing with the guides. So it's been working really, really well for
us. And still see plenty of bears, too, on the river.
Yeah, while you're
fishing.
And then make up a reason to go fishing.
The other thing is there's very few places that are so remote that would be as comfortable for your wife and your family. I took Dallas there. You've taken Lolly there. It is not just a wilderness lodge. It is extremely comfortable. It's great. Nice foods and nice beds and great place to stay. Your wife will love it just as much as your fishing buds would.
Yeah, it's one of the ultimate places to go if you have never been to Katmai Lodge, whether you're a saltwater or a freshwater fisherman. There's nothing like it.
You got that.
There
right.
is absolutely is nothing like it. So if somebody wants to come now, I should warn you, our trip for 2023 is already almost sold out, if not close to sold out. So we're talking about adding another trip for 2023.
I heard from Charmel. When we get off the air, I'll give you a call, Pete, and we can work out some details on that and get another set of buck a days for maybe a some late fall salmon runs for the silvers.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, there's a lot of good spots. So if somebody wants to come to Katmai, whether it be this year or next year, how do we get a hold of you, Bob?
Well, you can give us a call at 800-330-0326, or you can go on the website at katmai.com.
By the way, the new website is awesome.
Yes, yeah, it's got a couple good videos in it. One of our clients made a music song with just about the lodge itself. It's fantastic. You guys, if anybody's out there listening, they should go on the website and check it out.
Yeah, it really it shows
special song just for the lodge.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Well done. And I might add that Bob is not only the owner, general manager, he's also the pilot too of the float plane. So he's a busy guy. So I'm sure you got people to go.
I've been real busy this week with. Especially with these loads coming in, but we're making it work. It's a fun place. We're having a great time.
Well, we'll see you on Saturday morning, right, Bob.
Yep, we'll see you this week, Pete.
All right.
Good to say hi to Harold, and we'll see you guys in a week.
See you, Bob.
See you on Saturday.
Cool.
All right. That Bob from Katmai Lodge. Great place. We're looking forward to that trip. We fly up on Friday to Anchorage, overnight in Anchorage, and then what you do is you take a charter flight from Anchorage Airport into Katmai, which is about an hour and a half flight on a twin prop, and you land. It's an e-ride. You land on a gravel runway. It's a mile long. Long gravel runway there on the backside of Katmai Lodge and the landing is an e-ride, but the takeoff's even more for sure, because it's like, okay, are we going to run out of runway? No, nope, we just made it.
What's crazy too is the flight getting there. I mean, it's tundra. There's nothing else. There's no roads. There's no cars. There's no people. Anything. I mean, it's just you are in the middle of nowhere, and then all of a sudden you land. It's like, how on earth did they put this lodge here with this level of accommodation and these many boats and these many moving parts? Like, the logistics of that, of the operation of that place, I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
But they're experts. Like, that's what they do. They're so good at it.
Yeah. So if you want to go, you better jump on it. Ricky's going next July, and you want to go on with him. You want to go rest of this summer. You know, they have phenomenal trout fishing and starting in August too. So fly outs up to the upper lakes, the Moraine, the American River. That's pretty special.
People talk all about it, but this is truly one of those things that, like, the trip itself is spectacular.
Yes.
I mean, you owe it to yourself to see it. The fishing is fantastic, but it really is secondary.
Yeah.
Like, just being there in that wilderness and seeing the bears, man, you owe it to yourself to do it. It's a really special one.
Well, hopefully a week from today, I'll be calling you from there with
a good report.
Buddy. We already have loads of the sockeye in the box, and we'll be ready to go catch something else.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's join in Ted from Gamakatsu Hooks and Gamakatsu Everything. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. We have a lot going on here. Let's talk hookup today. But one of the great things that we have going on is Bill Varney talking about he's been the test guy for Duracent, right?
Yeah, you know, we set out, you know, I just want to kind of just back up a little bit, just kind of, you know, kind of explain our goal here. You know, the goal with this project on Duracent is there's lots of soft plastic bait companies out there that have scented plastics, and there's some that have very durable plastics, but they're not scented. And so we thought, our product development team thought, that it'd be great if we could come up or develop a soft plastic that had both durability and scent, stretching, and something that was very user-friendly, something that was cost-effective to catch fish. And so that was really the emphasis behind this project to launch Duracent. So that's kind of what we set out to do with all of this. And as we were developing the product, we realized very early on we need some people that really know how well it works, how well to test it, and how well it works in real life conditions. And that's where the partnership with Bill kind of came to fruition. And it's just been awesome. I can't say enough to everybody out there about Bill Varney and his commitment to this project and his feedback has just been very instrumental in this whole thing.
That's cool. And so Duracent, is it available now? Is it out on the, or are we just in the testing phases?
It is. It actually is out. So we've been working on it for some time. So the product has been shipping. It is available. We had it available early this spring, and this is where we're really in that, you know, prove it stage. So we launched the several products. We came out with, so there's basically a handful of things that we decided to do. The first was a shrimp. We did the shrimp in three different colors. We also did a crab in three different colors. The sandworm's been working really well. Our salmon eggs, and the salmon eggs were developed for a couple of different reasons. We've come to evolve. It's kind of funny when we design these products, you have kind of a thing in your mind of what you're going to make them for. Up our way, everybody's drifting eggs for steelhead. That's a very common thing in rivers, you know, and in Michigan and places like that. Well, but salmon eggs were designed to be just an imitation. You're supposed to be able to tie it into a knot and use them and drift those for steelhead. That was our intention behind it. Bill recognized very early on. He said, look, this looks like just like roe, and it's going to be perfect for surf fishing. So it's interesting when we develop products how they kind of evolve, and fishermen start tinkering with things, and it's kind of cool to watch the process. And then the last thing is we also have some octopus, basically little hoochies, in like inch and a half all the way up to 6 inch for even halibut and that type of thing. So that's kind of where we started off from, but our idea now is to take this and develop it even further and add new colors, new styles, new things. So this is kind of the starting point to the whole project.
So, and the cool thing, Durascent is a good description. And from a retail standpoint, Ricky was just saying the packaging is fantastic.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, exactly. It's just right. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of baits in a small pack, which, one, we like for the retail side, but two, as a fisherman, you don't have to eat up a whole bunch of space. I mean, being in the surf, like, tackle management is a huge thing, and you could literally grab two or three packs of Durascent, and you could do this with your board shorts. You know, I mean, you could pack two or three packs of this in here, have a real small little Gamakatsu box, and throw it in your back pocket with some swivels and a couple of sinkers and a couple of hooks, and you can have your entire day with no backpack, no side pack, no nothing. Just go down to the beach and away you go.
But the other thing, too, Durascent is a good name, is because they're durable, right, Bill?
Yes, they're very extremely durable.
Yeah. I mean, you stretch them, and you were saying you stretch them, and the scent even enhances.
Exactly. And of course, Ted will talk a little bit more about this. They stretch multiple times their length. They don't dry out. They're very easy to take care of. You can keep them in a hot car, a cold car. You don't have to worry about refrigeration or, as I said, drying out. I mean, you could even leave them on your line if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Other baits you leave on there.
Well, yeah, yeah, they dry out, and then you have to get like a hammer to get them off. Yeah. Ted, how did you develop that?
Well, really what it came down to, this is an elastomer material. There's some other soft plastic companies that have elastomer material out there. Z-Man's a perfect example, yeah, if you guys are familiar with that manufacturer. And they make them very stretchable, so they're made out of elastomer. So they're kind of the first to foray into that material. And obviously there's others that make very scented baits as well. But this elastomer material can be stretched out to about six times its original length. And as Bill was saying, the cool part is if you want to like refresh the scent. I mean, that was the big part of this. I mean, scent was the biggest part of this whole project. So the shrimp, obviously, are infused with a shrimp infused scent. Crab has crab. We did fish oil and the sandworms, et cetera. And that scent is just incredible. I mean, you open that package up, trust me, the first time you zip that thing open and pop that bag open, it's horrible. Whenever we're playing it, it smells. I mean, it smells really, I mean, it's bad, but it's good for the fish, right?
Yeah.
And so when we're in the office, it's so funny. Like, we have to go to a separate room to start messing around with Durascent because nobody wants to smell it in the office.
So
I mean, that's the kind of smell it, especially when I open up a big box from the factory and we have a bunch of them coming in for
that
purposes. It's like, wow. Yeah, we open those up out in the warehouse. But there's no doubt that it has that. And then the durability, like I said, just because it stretches so much and that elastomer material, it's different than your, you know, the plastics that have plastisol and that type of thing. And it makes them environmentally friendly, too. I mean, they're not made with toxic.
They're biodegradable.
Toxic formula. Exactly.
Yeah.
So over time, it will over time. So,
and they match.
That was kind of the whole project.
Yeah. No, it's great. We're trying to open the package here. They're kind of double wrapped, right?
Yeah, there's a card that goes inside so that they'll lay down inside of there. And the other thing that I want to point out to everybody is these float as well, which is really cool because, again, in the applications, and Bill can probably speak to that and how effective that is, the fact that they'll float really gives it a very natural look in the water as well.
Yeah, and very durable. Very. We have one out now. We have a sand crab out. We're stretching it out. Yeah, it's. I mean, you can catch multiple fish on this.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. And as you stretch it, more of the scent come out. Yeah.
How's it smell?
They smell like they're going to catch fish. Yeah. They smell like they're going to catch fish for sure.
They're jumping in the office.
Yeah, indeed. We have a packed phones. We have packed texts, and the people want to talk to you. So let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Jim? Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Wow, what a great show, guys. Hey, today I got a couple of things, Pete, if you got time for me. Before I get to your surf guy, Bill Laurie, you know, I got to put a shout-out to Jeff Roberto. Man, what a guy. We had the 4th of July weekend down in Kimball Park, and the Lions Club, we sponsor that. We had 11 food vendors there. Jeff was one of them. Now, this, he's got to put up cold, hard cash in order to be one of the vendors. And I haven't talked to him since it's all over, but I don't think he really slammed it, but I think he did okay. But it cost him a pretty penny, close to $1,000 just to be in there. But he's always been so supportive for the city of National City. And as you guys know, beyond the city, the CCA, Friends of Rollo, whenever you call on Jeff, he's right out there first to go. So anyway,
sushi on a roll. Jeff is the best.
Yeah,
no, he's the man. He is like a fantastic person, and also one of the most talented sushi chefs in the area, yeah, for sure. No question.
Yeah, for sure. But then for Bill, you know, I live in National City. From in a couple of places, I wanted to ask you about from Imperial Beach Pier north. You know, you'll hit that jetty, and then you go north of that, you hit the old radar station, and there's a stretch of beach along there that goes all the way to the Silver Strand. And then down in Coronado, a place called Dog's Beach, which takes you right up to North Island Fence where you can't go no further. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, what's your opinion of those areas for surf fishing?
Those are some very good surf fishing areas. You know, that beach has a more of a southern fetch. So near the Hotel Coronado, Del Coronado there, and excellent Corbina fishing there. And why is it good fishing there? Because it's one of the best spots left along the coast for finding Pismo clams. So a lot of their natural food.
Good.
Exactly. So yeah. So clams there, whether they're Pismo or the bean clams that are there, and then also the sand crabs that are there. So that whole area. And people often ask me, where's the best place to go surf fishing? You know, like if you go out in your boat, where's the best place? Well, there's this rock, and this is where the rock is. That's not at all what it's like in surf fishing. It doesn't matter if you're at Cabo or you're all the way up in the state of Washington, you're looking for conditions. Every single beach has excellent surf fishing.
So what Duracent bait would you use in an area like that?
I would definitely use the sandworm
in an
area like that.
Uh-huh.
Because these two baits that we've been testing, or one is a sand worm, which is a 3.5-inch worm that comes in a olive green and gold, and then there's a red or kind of a blood red color worm. Those work fantastic in the surf, but those are primarily going to be used in areas where you're on the sand. You're in an all sand environment. Whereas the crabs, which looks like a little sidewinder crab, works really, really well anywhere where you're in rocks that are adjacent to sand area. Wherever those edges are, that's where these crabs live.
Yeah.
So if you take a bait out of an area that it wouldn't normally occur in and fish it there, many times you won't be as successful as if you use something that naturally would occur there, whether it's a clam or a mussel or a sand crab.
One of the Duracents that really caught my eye are the octopus. Mm-hmm. And those, I mean, I got some of those for rock fishing because I think that if anybody who's rock fishes, if you ever catch an octopus, you put it down and fight it instantly.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I think that those are going to be absolute killer for, and durable too. I mean, able to catch multiple fish on them, not just one fish. So,
exactly.
Especially in a scenario like that where it's so common to have little, you know, small rockfish pecking at things, going up, creating the competition. But you know your bait, you know, especially if you're fishing deep, you know your bait's not going to get ripped off at 600 feet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Well, hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Thanks for the kudos for Jeff Roberto at Sushi on a Roll, too. He is a great guy. Let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it.
The fish dope donk Com reporter is standing by.
He sure is. Today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Long-range, local, private boat, plus with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase that fresh fish. You can get smoked and jerkied fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and the poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to check them out on Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing, and your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, and Bill Varney. I'll tell you something. You got one extreme and you got the other. Bill Varney, you can kick back, cruise around in your car, listen to Bill. It'll make your drive nice and mellow and relaxed. Then you can listen to me and you'll get all road raged and get ready to do something crazy out there. From one extreme to the next. I love Bill. I love your voice. It's just soothing. It's one extreme to the next. But, gang, the fishing is absolute. Brian Woolley just kind of downplayed it. I think it's way better. I mean, he said it's good, but I think it's way better than he's saying. The calico bass fishing along the coast is absolutely insane right now with the influx of the anchovies. And you can take your children out fishing at Dana Wharf right now. You can pretty much guarantee you're going to catch some fish with that anchovy. Abraham Brothers dropped off a nice load of anchovies again yesterday. If you're looking to go catch some fish for your children, right now is the time. The fishing is really good. The water's very calm. The wind has backed off tremendously. Things are looking really good. So that, I wanted to throw that in there right now. So if you're thinking about, hey, I just want to get some fish for my children, right now is the time. And there's no better place than Dana Wharf. But let's go over to San Clemente Island. Benny Florentino summed it up perfect. But from all my clients and everybody I'm talking to, the bass fishing is like it was back in the olden days out there. It is full speed calico bass fishing, front side, back side, both east end and west end. It doesn't seem to matter. Any type of structure or any kelp, it is full speed calico bass fishing at San Clemente Island. Like we grew up on, Pete, remember all the boats are Ricky. Everybody went to San Clemente Island to catch bull bass. That was the thing in the 70s and 80s. It was, you got to get to Clemente and go catch those bull bass. And San Clemente Island is not disappointing. And Catalina, still fun fishing over there. Bonita, Barracuda, Yellowtail, nothing wide open, but the bass fishing's wide open at Catalina. Santa Monica Bay is the big hot thing, hot ticket right now. That Barracuda's in there, and it's biting surface irons. It's on the balls of anchovies in the Redondo Canyon up in the Marina del Rey area. There's Barracuda all over in Santa Monica Bay, which is big news. That fish has kind of been missing out of the bite for the last few years. That stuff's up in there, and there's thresher sharks all over on that anchovy up in Santa Monica Bay. Channel Islands, really fun sea bass fishing in between the wind. There's still good squid up there at the islands, and Danny's reporting on it all the time. In between the weather, they're having some phenomenal numbers on that sea bass. Then offshore, that Dorado showed up like Wooly was talking about. They'll probably send a couple boats out the next few days. There's Dorado on the kelp patty between Catalina and Oceanside. And that stuff's just getting here, just getting ready to settle in. I think, like Pete was saying before, we're in store for just a phenomenal end of July, August, September. The table's set. Everything's ready. The only thing missing is you.
Yeah, that's it. And fishdope.com, Jeff and Danny and the boys always have the best information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $20 code at Fishdope. And how do we find you, Dave?
Gang, just click on any social media platform that there is and look up Your Saltwater Guide. And then if you're tired of following boats around and trying to figure out how they're fishing, go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and you'll never have to follow another boat again.
Are you on Bing Bong yet?
I don't even, what the hell is it? I'm sure I will be now that I just heard about it.
I'm just making it up. I don't know. TikTok and work rock. If he's on everything, I'm on Bing Bong.
If it exists, Your Saltwater Guide is on it. Yeah. He'll be telling you all about it. Let me tell you.
I'm looking up Bing Bong right now.
I don't know. Either that, maybe we should develop it, huh?
First one at the gate, man. Hanson will be there, no doubt.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
All right. Kelly and I are on our way to the beach today. See you guys later.
All right. Bye, Dave.
We need a monkey report next week.
I know.
Really?
We want to know how the child is doing.
Hey, I want to remind you that great report with Captain Dave and all that fishdope.com info. Sponsored by our buds at Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives from Ann's and Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ann's also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check annsandknives.com for more info and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing.
All right.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Ted and more with Bill. You stay tuned. We're talking surf and a whole lot more. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. Great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DeFresia of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, and lots of fun having Ted on the hook side and all those great Duracent baits. Bill with the most killer surfacing info ever.
Yeah.
It's been a great show.
For sure. Now, Ted, you were talking about a hook that Gamakatsu's developed with the barb on the wrong side. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, the barb's on the right side, and that's where I think that a lot of people, there's a lot of hooks that we have in Japan that actually have what we refer to as our out barb technology. So the barb is physically on the outside of the hook. If you look back at, like, the old Polynesian hooks and that type of thing. If you see some of those old hooks that were designed, I'm talking, you know, way, way back in history, you'll see that the barb was on the outside, not on the inside. And if you really stop to think about it, the barb on the outside gives you a lot of advantages. We have a relationship with Bill Dance. I mean, everybody knows who Bill Dance is, and he does a saltwater show. And I'm going to tell you, that man is the biggest advocate about barb technology of anybody that we have on our staff. Huh. And if you think about the mechanics of a hook, when that hook goes in, if it's a circle hook or a J hook, when that circle hook, especially on a circle hook, when that hook goes in, the leverage that you have, or where all the weight and the pull is from the inside of the hook. So if the barb's there and you're fighting that fish, that barb's wearing and creating a hole, and it gives it an opportunity for it to come back out again. If the barb's on the other side, on the back side of the hook, there's no force on the hook to when you're pulling on it. So that barb just holds, and it just stays in place, and it just will not come back out. And I would challenge you guys. We have a new one that we introduced this year called the Kraken Outbarb Circle that is an inline point, so it makes it tournament legal. And it looks like it'll be an ideal hook for a lot of your fisheries down in Southern California. Now, we're making this in a 1-0 all the way up to a 10-0 hook. And, again, this is coming. They're going to be here just in probably within 30 days we'll have all the sizes. Right now the 5-0 is the only one I have. And we can make a few assist hooks with an outbarb as well. But I would challenge every one of you guys in that studio today to get you some of these outbarb hooks and to give them a try. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I'll try that for sure.
So, yeah, for sure. For pretty much anything, are you saying?
I think if you're going to use, in my opinion, now this is a circle hook that we've got this developed on. So if you're fishing a straight up J hook for something, we don't really have an outbarb for that style of hook. But for a circle hook application, again, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
For a big bluefin, even, huh?
Somewhat relative in shape and style as a Nautilus, or is it completely different shape?
A little different shape than the Nautilus. The Nautilus is a very unique shape to a circle hook. That's something that we developed. But this is more of a traditional circle hook. We have a few in our product line that have a similar bend to it. But this is a little bit. This is definitely a different rig than a standard Nautilus. But we have, again, this is coming soon, and we should have them in stock. I've got some assist hooks right now. We've got a guy that we use. I don't know if you guys are familiar with. He's up in Long Beach. Wes, he runs a boat called Option Sport Fishing.
Sure.
And Wes is on our staff, and Wes has been a big fan of. We have an assist hook, our 510 assist, that has an outboard on it as well. And he swears by that being just the ticket for him, you know. So, again, it's just something that you see a very big following in Japan on outboard technology. We just don't see it catching on here. And I got a feeling with enough education and people out there using it, you'd be very pleasantly surprised at how well it works.
Well, I'm going to try it because I like new stuff, but that's a big ask because I'm a die-hard Nautilus guy.
Yeah,
like
Nautilus,
I love that Nautilus hook. So that's a pretty tall ask, but I like trying new stuff, so you
sure.
Count me in on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And you might find that, again, that's why we make different hooks for different applications. You might find that you still like the Nautilus because it's still obviously a great hook. You know, but that's not what we're saying here, but we're just saying that there's certain applications and certain fisheries and places that people really like that outbarb technology.
Outbarb technology.
Cool.
All right. Hey, we have a great text here from Dean in Orcutt, wherever that is. I don't know. 805 area code. He's interested in striper fishing at the beach. Bill?
I have one.
Yeah?
I have a striper question also.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, striper fishing, boy, that has changed a lot over the years. If you went back 40 years ago, 50 years ago when I was a kid, you could barely ever catch one. You know, you'd always be up by maybe San Francisco. Now they're spread all the way down the coast. Those stripers, they travel about 30 to 35 miles a day, so they really cover a wide area. And some of the very best places to catch them, and you hear it on Gundy's reports all the time, is certainly up by Dockweiler. Anywhere where you have a brackish water situation, where you have fresh water or less salinated water meeting with seawater, is where you're going to find a lot of those stripers. And they'll feed on those chovy, and that's the thing. When we have these big chovy years like this, where they're dropping buckets off of the for the Malibu Pier to get anchovy, you not only have those stripers coming in close to eat those, but you also have silver salmon. That's I think, you know, probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we might hear Gundy come up with some people that got some salmon. So the striper, they're very good to fish for with all different kinds of baits. I've had fish myself and others who sent me reports on everything from cut to anchovies to sand crabs to lucky craft to everything in between, crocodiles. And as Gundy has pointed out many times, there had been quite a few of them down in the Newport area that are actually up in the Santa Ana River, and then they come down. A friend of mine, Brad Beyer, caught one 45 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
At 9:15 at night on 6-pound test up there.
Wow.
But there's a lot there, and maybe we'll boil outside of those jetties in Newport, and then if you have a crocodile, something heavy, and you can cast it far, you've got a really good chance of getting a nice fish. And some of these fish no longer 12, 14 inches. We're talking 10, 20, 30 pounds.
Whoa.
That's really
big
cool.
Big fish, yeah. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick. They're very patient callers.
You
today.
Got it, man. And again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Thanks for hanging in there. Bill from San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning. You guys answered a lot of questions listening, but I have three daughters that are just getting into fishing, and they really love it, and the surf fishing. And I was just going to ask some advice for that, basically.
Getting the kids into surf fishing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a fantastic thing.
They're
I'll tell you a story about Mike.
They're getting into it. And
that's right.
Oh, go ahead.
And you know, Bill, it's something that the kids can do. They'll get a passion for it. Affordable, easy to do. You don't have to do it for a long time. You can go down there for 45 minutes or an hour. It's not like we're making a commitment to go out on the boat and the girls have to be on the boat the whole time. And, you know, what I found with my kids is that I would take them down to the beach and I'd try to indoctrinate them into my philosophy there, employ them in the surf. And they'd have maybe 20, 30 minutes of interest, and then they'd lose their interest, you know, and I wanted to fish for another hour or two. I was catching corvina. I'd get some good bites. So what I decided to do is I would get a little plastic container, and I'd say to my kids, okay, while I'm fishing, you go and catch me sand crabs, and whoever gets the most sand crabs gets a shake on the way home.
Oh, there you go.
And that would not only keep him busy, but, boy, it'd keep me in bait the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. Man,
smart man.
Crap. It's fun stuff.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, and especially this time of the year when the sand crabs are thick.
Mm-hmm.
Something fun to do.
That's cool. Well, good luck, Bill. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for the call. And good for you for taking those kids fishing, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Hey,
thank you.
We had a great text come through. This one was from Rory in Lakeside. And the question is about spot fins. And I can pull them back up here. Said, I've had a lot of luck fishing all over. So many great questions to ask. My question was about spot fin. Had great success over the years on corvina, perch, and yellowfin croaker, but I've still yet to stick a spot fin. Any tips on baits, conditions, and how far out to cast? And that's from Rory in Lakeside.
Hey, Rory, that's a great question. I love spot fin, and of course, if you go on fishthesurf.com, you'll see some big pictures of big spot fin, and on my YouTube page, you'll see some great videos.
And this month's issue of the July calendar,
that's
too.
Right.
The SCCA Bill Varney calendar, too. There's some nice corvina.
Absolutely, and some different surf fish throughout the whole calendar there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the spot fin, you know, down here in San Diego, many times the spot fin and the big ones are caught in estuaries or near where the estuary entrance opens to the water. So we were talking about that earlier today about how we had some really good fishing at South Carlsbad State Beach right above where Ponto is, and the fish would spawn in there in the wintertime and then come out in the summer. Huntington Beach is an exceptionally good place for fishing for spot fin, anywhere from the Newport jetties around 60th Street in Newport all the way up to the Huntington Harbor. So that'd be Sunset Beach, the Bolsa Chica area, Huntington Beach. And then as far as their bait's concerned, I have caught spot fin on absolutely everything from a grub to a ghost shrimp and everything in between. And I have found that some of the best spot fin fishing is like November, December, January.
Really?
When we have those Santa Ana conditions, they are always in the surf, and you know, these fish are, gosh, anywhere from 4 pounds to 12 pounds, these big spot fin.
Wow.
And when you get those colder months, they love the ghost shrimp.
Okay.
If you can throw a ghost shrimp out there on the Carolina rig and just slowly retrieve it to shore, you're going to have a really good shot at it. But they will eat mussel and clams and sand crabs. And then there's no particular area that you're going to find them. In other words, unlike halibut, let's say, they don't congregate near rock structure that is adjacent to sand or anything. You'll find them on the open beach. You'll find them near rocks sometimes. They're really spread out all over, and they spawn in these estuaries. So Santa Ana River, the Talbert Marsh, the Bolsa Chica Marsh, all of the lagoons down here in San Diego. They've done such a good job of keeping the quality of the water up in there, which has allowed a lot of bait to live in there, particularly ghost shrimp. And they go in there in the winter, they spawn, and they eat those shrimp, they get huge, and they come out in the springtime and run along the beach looking for sand crabs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Ted, we're going to have to get some Gamakatsu Duracent ghost shrimp, because I love fishing that bait, but man, you want to talk about something that comes off the hook easy, comes off like a cast, get a bite, it's gone. Like, I need a ghost shrimp that'll last about 400 casts and never come off.
And literally everything, whether it be in the surf, in the bay, everywhere.
Everything loves
it. Because we actually have a larger version that we're coming with. I've got a couple of samples that are coming in that Bill's going to get here in a little while to test. So maybe just be fulfill that wish for you have, Rick.
I like what you're saying there, Ted.
Perfect. Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? He's called us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I've been able to call in. But so, Bill, I was checking out the website, and you'd mentioned, like you did earlier today, about fly lining your bait, your sand crab. And then the website was talking about doing that during an outgoing tide, and that makes perfect sense to me. But I was wondering, is there a certain size of tide swing that would work better or more ideal?
Yes, yes, it would. And, of course, that's where the tide chart on the calendar really comes in handy, because you can map out your entire summer. And you'll see that there's basically two periods of tides during a month. There's a diurnal tide, which is a very small tide where there's not a lot of outgoing, there's not a lot of incoming. And then there's astronomical tides, which surround the full moon and the new moon, where you have some really big tide swings, maybe up to 7 feet or so in one direction or the other. Usually these bigger tide swings are the better times to surf fish for everything but halibut, basically, because it has a chance to churn up the water and produce bring the bait up to the surface, the food for them to forage on. And then the exception to that would be halibut fishing. Halibut are super lazy by nature. They don't like these big tide swings, because remember, if a halibut is to come out of the sand, it's almost like a kite. And if there's a strong tide current change or a current in there, it'll come out of that sand, will be washed right out of the area that it's normally going to be feeding in or living in, whereas perch and other fish can love the current and swim right in the current. So when we have these very small tidal changes, those are your best times for halibut fishing. And then when you have the bigger tide changes, that's where you're going to find the perch and the corbina and the spot fin. And I found, you know, usually 2 hours before high tide to 2 hours after high tide is a really good time to surf fish. But the exception of that would be down here in San Diego, particularly the undredged beaches like Carlsbad or San Alejo, where we have kelp offshore, where there's a lot of kelp in the water. So down here, my favorite time to fish is about an hour or so, 2 hours after low tide, coming up to high tide, which means most of that kelp is on the sand behind you. The water's much more clear. And every wave, those fish are surfing that wave in a little bit closer to find those sand crabs. So 2 hours before high tide to 2 hours after, and then down in areas where you have a lot of kelp on the sand, just about 2 hours after low tide up to high tide is the best time.
All right. You got this figured out. You should write a book about this.
I think I might someday.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a question from Brian in San Diego. He has a question talking, and we talked about this earlier, surf fishing spinning reels. I've found that filling a reel entirely with braid and only adding 3 foot fluoro leader allows for better casting. Is this setup advisable in the surf? And we talked about that earlier. That's my favorite way to use the spinning reel, just because you don't get the line twist and stuff like that. But you say that's not so great for surf fishing.
You know, for in our experience, because we did do a lot of testing with braided line and to see if that works. You know, braided line, of course, you can get a lot more line on your reel, but that's not an issue in the surf ever. If you get a fish that goes straight out to sea and is going to take all your line, there's no chance you're going to catch it anyway. And surf fish, of course, when you're fighting them, are going parallel back and forth to the beach rather than out, because I think they know they're going to get eaten on the outside there. But monofilament has a stretch to it that you don't have on the braided line. And when you have a bigger fish in the surf and you have the fish pulling, you have surf pushing the fish in and then sucking the fish back out, you don't really have the luxury of your drag to kick in and work. Like if you hook a tuna or a yellowtail and it takes a long run, you can just be patient and let it pull off the line and wear itself out. You don't find that in the surf. So if you have a bigger fish and they have a soft lip, in the surf and there's not any give in your line, there's a good chance you're going to pull that hook on that fish. So there are benefits to it, and then, there, of course, there's disadvantages.
I'll tell you, the two people who I respect the most when it comes to surf fishing info are the guys sitting right next to us in Gundy, and both of your opinions on that are exactly the same. I know Gundy's the same thing, too. Every spinning reel I own, freshwater fish and things like that, I'm with you, Pete. Like, they're all full of braid, and I fish a little fluoro top shot. But, man, the two people who I think's opinion I value the highest both say surf fishing game is a mono deal only. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a full Gamakatsu Duracent State Baits kit. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out whether we're going to have a winner be a caller or a texter.
Right.
And so Bill's going to do us the honors of the traditional coin. Today we have the callers winning. So congratulations, Roy in San Diego. You got yourself that killer set from Gamakatsu, including the Duracent baits, the G-Box, the Throwman. You are so hooked up.
Yeah, indeed. Ted, thank you. This Duracent is awesome. It's amazing.
Great
stuff.
Job.
And, of course, Gamakatsu, the hook to use. If you're not using Gamakatsu, I'm sorry. That's all I can say. If somebody wants more information on Duracent, G-Boxes, all the great tools that Gamakatsu makes, and, of course, Gamakatsu hooks, how do we find you?
I got to throw out the very quickest, too.
Yeah.
Superline, split rings, and solid rings are what we use for all that heavy-duty flat-fall knife jig stuff. Everything those guys make accessory-wise, it's the best.
Yeah, and the swivels, too. Don't
Same,
the
yeah,
swivels.
Again,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, all that stuff is the best. Ted?
You can find it all at Gamakatsu.com. We have a lot of great videos. We've got a new website, just real quick, coming in about 30 days. So we're really trying to beat that up. We have a lot of information there for everybody. But just go check out Gamakatsu.com. There's some great videos on Duracent and some of the other great products we make.
Great. And, Bill, how do we get a hold of you if we want more surf fishing information?
Well, it's certainly easy to do. You can go to my website, fishthesurf.com. You can take a look at surffishtackle.com, see the tackle I use. And then on Wednesday, I'll be having a seminar at Turner's
Outdoors
in San Marcos.
San Marcos.
Saturday, we have a beach seminar, which has, of course, been sold out for weeks at Bolsa Chica. The end of the month of August, we're up in Carpinteria. And then after that, October 1st, we'll be up in Morro Bay with Harold Davis and doing some surf fishing seminars up there.
Fantastic. Well, hey, thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks to you out there for all the calls and the texts. We get so many of them. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Rick and Corey talk tuna and calicos next Saturday, and then next Sunday, Matt and Gavin from Captain's Concepts. Thanks for listening today. I'll be at Katmai Lodge, call you from there, but Rick and Corey will be here right back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.